grips are magic. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the notice and publication requirements be waived and the citation honoring Gloria Fernandez be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted.
Without objection, that citation will be adopted. Mr.
Speaker, also I move and ask unanimous consent that the notice and publication requirements be waived and the citation in memoriam of Captain Eric Bruce Das be made a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, we'll take that citation in memoriam up. It's a special order of business. Mr. Majority.
Captain Das, relative to a staff member on the other body, killed in action April 7th, 2003. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be adopted and that all members be shown as co-sponsors.
Without objection, that citation will be adopted and all members shown as co-sponsors. Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I request permission to speak on an element of a fiscal plan.
Without objection, we hear about an element of a fiscal plan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, earlier in this session, sometime a very long time ago, we entered, or was read across, a bill regarding a broad-based consumption revenue measure. This bill was introduced under the authority of the Ways and Means Committee. This bill is individually significant, but it needs to be viewed in its context. It is but one element of one component of a fiscal plan, of the fiscal plan that was presented before the Ways and Means Committee this week. Just for members that have not had the opportunity to hear the elements of this plan, I would like to briefly cover those, and I will be quoting it with your indulgence, sir. That plan includes a commitment, begins with a commitment to managing the cost and growth of public services in the state of Alaska. The vision of a fiscal plan includes management of the permanent fund to protect the real value of the fund over time while providing substantial individual dividends and a contribution to the cost of public services. Well, a fiscal plan for the state of Alaska, thirdly, includes a structured general revenue system, and I emphasize that minimizes the need for broad-based taxation of individuals, and it accommodates the local government's revenue structures. A fourth element of the fiscal plan envisioned is that it encompasses real economic growth, and a linking section in the fiscal plan that brings it full circle is a balanced budget requirement incorporating a mechanism to mitigate the consequences of oil price volatility on the general revenue system. I emphasize, the fiscal plan envisioned and under discussion minimizes broad-based taxation of individuals as a fundamental objective. The bill that is now going to be moving into before the committee and continuing through the committee process is not, and I emphasize, is not, as it sits before us today, a final work product. It is, in fact, the core, the structural center from which a general revenue measure of a consumption-based tax will be generated. And I offer, this is the bill that is before us today, very small, about 20 pages. I hold in either other hand the Texas general revenue system component of a sales tax and the Wisconsin. And I tell you, that Wisconsin's awfully small print in those pages. But I bring it up just to show how complex and how detailed this sort of a statute ultimately will become. That is why we have entered a structural foundation only, and it is from this structural foundation that through the committee process in the public eye, we will be structuring a final work product, and we'll be building that work product with the input, consideration of everyone in this body, members of the other body, the administration, and our local communities. By bringing this before the communities in a public process, we will be making policy decisions. You'll find that the bill as introduced is very minimal. It does not make many public policy decisions that we need now to make as a body. Those public decisions on what should, such as what should be exempted, how to handle a number of detailed items. But I have confidence that in working with this body, we will be able to make those policy decisions. We will make decisions that are appropriate for the state of Alaska. We'll make decisions that I hope do not pander to special interests. And I do sincerely commit to putting forth a product here that is both efficient and effective and a component of an overall fiscal plan. I would ask members to refer for guidance on the concepts and the details involved in structuring a modern and effective plan to something called the Streamlined Sales Tax Project, which is 39 states, including the District of Columbia, are involved in promoting concepts that can be incorporated by individual states to result in consumption-based tax systems that are both simple, modern, and a fundamental objective of which is to minimize the burden on the people in the state and particularly the businesses involved in collecting, disseminating the revenues collected through the system and making it efficient and effective for all the communities involved. But with that vision, sir, I'd just like to ask folks to please, you're always welcome to the table, the Ways and Means Committee. Particularly direct that invitation to members of my minority caucus, my good friend, the minority leader. The seat is open. We would like to have everyone there engaging in this discussion as we move forward with good fiscal policy. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Unfortunately, because that bill was introduced by a committee, the minority leader will not be able to sign on to it as a co-sponsor, but Mr. Minority Leader.
Very briefly on kudos, Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, kudos.
You know, not all of us are budget hawkers like my friend who spoke prior to the speaker. I just want to commend him and members who are traveling where others of us have traveled before and hope that they get to a point that we reached in the last session. I would encourage the formulation of a general revenue system or a fiscal plan or what you might call it. Mindful of a couple of important principles that we followed. The principles are that it had to be fair, that it had to add up, and it had to protect the Alaskan economy. I'd also encourage not just members of the House, but members of the other body and members of the administration to recognize that until there is some kind of cohesion about the need for a fiscal plan, we're merely treading water in one body and not moving legislation as far as it needs to go.
Representative Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on the same subject.
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I've traveled that same road, and it has been a long and will continue to be a difficult road. However, we have no choice but to travel that road. We know the consequences of not doing so. The principles that were mentioned are intact. The plan is being formulated. I will echo former two speakers ago. Unfortunately, my numbers are so far down here, I can't reach them. The gentleman from the Hillside District in Anchorage, I would echo his comments that we are formulating, we are working. I would echo the sentiments of the minority leader. We are building a plan, and it is adhering to the principles of fairness and the further principle of being adequate. So I invite all members to participate, recognizing that we have a responsibility to balance the state's budget. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Whitaker. Special orders, Representative Hines.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to say that, to follow up the two speakers prior to me.
Your
that
topic.
I'm sorry, 7 a.m.
Without objection.
I think my esteemed co-chairs know that I am a night person, but so I encourage you all, if I can do 7 a.m. and enjoy it, so can you. So please come, it's worth it.
Speak for yourself. Representative Williams.
Same topic.
Without objection, same topic.
They look good on TV, I tell you, every morning at 7.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Representative Grunberg.
I'd like to speak on the same subject. Very
without objection, same subject.
The hour is late, and I wouldn't normally say anything, but I think it's important that we work together on this because we're all in this together. We're all Alaskans.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. It's refreshing. For the special orders. Well, it was this day back in 1936, the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, made his first arrest 67 years ago. It was a staged event for the press. And back in 1913, then territorial governor Walter Clark approved a bill that established the first pioneer home here in the state of Alaska. It was brought to my attention that if we had no faults, we would not take so much pleasure in noticing them in others. Think about that one. Mr. Majorlier.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Thursday, May 1st.
We're done. Till tomorrow, 10 a.m.